Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World with Malcolm Hoenlein. I'm John Batchelor. We welcome Joel Finkelstein, who's the founder and director of the National Contagion Research Institute. Joel, the assassination culture, I read. What is it? What's happened?
Look, I mean, I think we've seen a number of things changing, specifically on the left side of the political aisle, unfortunately, most recently. You know, you had attempted assassinations of Donald Trump, at least two. Some of them came literally within inches of his life. And we had the assassination attempt, or the successful assassination against the UHC, United Healthcare CEO, by Luigi Mangione. In the wake of these assassination attempts, the NCRI measured significant increases in social cyber activity, cartoonish gamification, glorifying the assassins, working to really increase hostility, revolutionary sentiment. Ideas like eating the rich spiked close to 400% on several social media platforms when Luigi Mangione killed the United Healthcare CEO. We have people made a sex symbol out of him. They began buying his fashion, paying, literally crowdsourcing funding for his trial. $400,000 has been raised this way. You have people getting involved, calling law enforcement officials, interfering with the investigation, harassing people. You know, in the age of social media, what has happened is that there appears to be a growing hostility, a growing celebration of political violence and assassination that is being embraced in a widespread way to create a permission system that justifies this, that prepares to welcome the next assassin as a hero. And as that's happened, we begin measuring this, John. So I'm happy to tell you a little bit about sort of what our study is and what we found.
Please
You noticed higher levels of justification, particularly regarding the president, Elon Musk. But is there a broader appeal here to an acceptance of violence in society, property destruction, let alone the assassinations?
That's exactly, Malcolm, what the surveys and the research that we did suggest. We surveyed Americans. I think we surveyed close to 1,200 people. And what we found was that especially on people who self-identified as liberal, argued that burning a Tesla station was 60% of them said that's at least somewhat acceptable as a form of political demonstration. 55% said that assassinating Donald Trump would be at least somewhat accessible. Close to half said the same for Elon Musk. Okay, that is a radical statistic. Okay, and what we find is that this is not just anger at some individuals, right? We asked a generic question: is it okay to murder political leadership? We found that those who self-identified as liberal were 41% more likely to say the answer to that is yes, compared to people who self-identified as right of center. So we're facing something that appears to be an actual culture, right? Not just organic outrage. It's associated with an online culture. It's associated. It's predicted by use of extreme social media platforms like Blue Sky. We see a ton of ideation online, an actual sort of social cyber movement to indoctrinate this. We see the beliefs penetrating into the population and the endorsement of political violence growing across the people's psychology. Those three things suggest this is not just organic outrage. The fact that you have online ideation and echo chambers, that you have changes in people's psychology and surging support, and you have actual attempts that are happening from this system reliably. That suggests that this is an assassination culture, not just outrage towards a couple of individuals.
Joe, what is Mecca?
So one of the reports that we released, that the NCRI released this week, was an investigation into a 501c3 in California. This is a blue chip 501c3 organization. They have Maxine Waters on their board. They work with Noam Chomsky. They work with a lot of far left, but well-known individuals. And they provide education that on Palestine and issues around the Middle East probably to millions of students in K-12 across the United States. Their education is picked up by the Zinn Education Project, and they're called the Middle Eastern Children's Association. Great charity in terms of the visuals, wonderful images of them providing food and relief in Gaza. Our investigation suggests that this is a ruse. We discovered that Mecca is providing funding to PFLP fronts. These are fronts for the PFLP as identified by U.S. agencies. They are directly funding Intifada camps in the West Bank and in Gaza that are teaching children how to commit Intifada. While they're doing all of this, they are also providing radical education to in the K-12 section here in America. They passed over $30 million to these organizations in the West Bank. Okay, so this is really shocking. It's shocking that you have such a large 501c3 operating in California, essentially providing funding for foreign terror organizations, the PFLP, leaders showing up with the leadership of the PFLP, celebrating and glorifying terror. How does that get a tax deduction? That's impossible. So our research showed how widespread that was and penetrated this organization, brought it to the attention of the Department of Justice, amongst others.
Malcolm?
And the amazing thing here is that you have this organization teaching and being accepted across the country. There's a Teach Palestine project, as I understand. So from kindergarten to 12th grade, we're indoctrinating the kids. Is public money involved in this as well? Are the unions complicit in this? They can't just be doing this on their own.
I think that what you're suggesting is 100% right, that you have networks of ideological actors with commitments to foreign terror ideologies working very closely with one another, with winks and nods, often receiving federal funding, right? So what this shows us, what the episode shows us, is that whether it's our unions, whether it's our teachers, or whether it's our 501c3 system, it's very clear that we've been asleep at the wheel. We haven't been looking very closely at the quality control on the materials that we're educating our children with. And if it's happening there, well, God knows where else it's happening.
Joel, I'm back to the assassination culture. This sounds, the way you describe it, like the movie Taxi Driver writ large. Hollywood was fascinated with that movie, still is. And I understand it was a break at the time to understand how it was that we came to assassinating leadership in the 1960s and 70s. Does that resonate with what you're hearing from social media?
It resonates with what we're hearing from our respondents directly. We took psychological analyses of these respondents, and we wanted to know, what is it that predicts that people are actually going to justify this? You know, some of it is what you'd expect. There's authoritarians in the group who simply want to use violence in order to enforce conformity. But what was really surprising was a big part of this was hopelessness. A big part of what predicted this was a sense that people have no control of their own lives. It's a measure called locus of control in psychology. All right, so you have a lot that's happening in this culture of assassination that isn't just people expressing bloodthirsty, violent ambitions. A lot of it is conformity in not knowing what else to do. So we need to restore leadership. We need to have an honest conversation about the norms of the country. And that needs to be facilitated by political leadership on both sides. That whatever else is true, if we can't agree that murdering each other is off the table, the experiment we have is over. The fact that 55% of our respondents thought it was at least somewhat acceptable to murder people means that the few who actually have the ambition to do so will so much less to stop them. We've got to restore those norms. We have to go past. This is not about the worldwide wrestling federalization of politics anymore. Right. It's not about performance when it's about bloodshed.
Joel Finkelstein is the founder and director of the NCRI Malcolm Honlein.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Podsafe the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Podsafe the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.